This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, November 1st. God's word for you today is who you are. Our scripture reading is taken from Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 to 27. And it says, "Then God said, let us make human beings in our image to be like us. So God created human beings in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them." I pray that God will give you the focus that is required in this season. I pray that you will get maximum benefits for prioritizing the presence of God. And by the time this season is over, God would have elevated you and made you completely limitless in the mighty name of Jesus. God is giving you a new blueprint for your life this season, so pay attention. Won't you want to have a new blueprint for your life? Won't you want to be able to have a clear blueprint that you can actually see come to pass and become limitless in your endeavors? God will infuse his understanding into your life. He will infuse his strength, his wisdom, and he will bring his light in the mighty name of Jesus. Limitless is first of all about who we are. To be limitless is not primarily about the events that happened to you, as that is secondary. The truth is, in the words of Archbishop Benson Idahosa, you cannot be a lizard in Lagos and an alligator in London. In other words, who you are is what determines the greatest you manifest and all that God has given you wherever you are. So, to be limitless is to be first limitless, then to see limitlessness in every area of your endeavors. For starters, you need to realize that you are a spirit. You are a spirit. You live in a body. When you look in the mirror, the person you see is the body, not who you really are. Spirits are limitless. Spirits are not held bound by space, by walls, or by gates. You can put up with the best defense system in your house. You can put up with big burglary proof, a high fence, and solid bulletproof doors. Spirits can still come into your space. Those things cannot hold them back. The barriers that exist in the physical do not limit spirits. Spirits are limitless. They are not limited by space or the barriers placed in space. Neither are they limited by time or the breakdown of time. Spirits can be in location A now and location B at this same moment. There is no distance in the spirit, and so spirits are limitless. You need to realize that you are a spirit. I wish I can be in location C right now, but I am here. So what does this mean? That is where the body comes in. You live in a body. Living in a body is both a blessing and a limitation. It is a blessing because it is your license to be here on earth. The moment your body ceases to function, you are not permitted to be on earth as a roaming spirit. You will be redeployed back to your source. That is how it works. Your body is a blessing. It allows you to be here on earth enjoying the things that God has put here for you to enjoy, but it is also a limitation. Let us pray. Father, flood my heart with your light and understanding in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.